With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The oldest logging museum in the nation is located in Rhinelander. The Pioneer Park Historical Complex opened in 1932 and was moved to its current location in 1955. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports. A note to listeners, Carrie Bladorn is a WXPR contributor.
The Pioneer Park Historical Complex is made up of seven different museums. There's buildings for the logging history, a one-room schoolhouse, Wisconsin Civilian Conservation Corps, and outboard boat motors, among others.
They kind of have their own focus, but they're all connected into the same kind of forestry community northwoods of Wisconsin vein.
That's Carrie Bladorn. He's the director of the Pioneer Park Historical Complex. He says it's the oldest, most complete collection of mid to late 1800s logging era history in the country.
The people that founded this museum in 1932 could see the writing on the wall, and they knew that the logging boom, as they knew it and as they lived it, was declining. And they thought, let's collect all these materials and photos, artifacts, equipment before it's gone. And we're so lucky that they did because we have it to learn from.
With the museum's 100-year anniversary just a few years out, Bladorn says his focus has turned to the next 100 years.
We are focusing on putting together a plan for restoration efforts to make sure that the logging museum buildings are all, you know, up to snuff. Everything gets a new fresh coat of paint. What can we do to make these buildings look as good as they can while preserving their rich history so that they can keep the collections intact and safe for years to come?
The Pioneer Park Historical Complex is open Tuesdays through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays from noon to 4. Admission is free. Whether it's Pioneer Park or another museum, Bladorn hopes people take some time to explore a bit of Northwood's history this summer.
Every community up here has a great little museum, and they're always looking for help too. So go check them out, get involved, and help preserve our local Northwood's history.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources is urging people not to burn today. The fire danger level is extreme across the Upper Peninsula and high across parts of northern Wisconsin. Besides low humidity and temperatures reaching into the 80s, gusty winds picked up. Windborne embers from a fire can fly far and wide, spreading fires fast. It's recommended people avoid burning yard debris, use caution when grilling, and check with the DNR for any burning restrictions. There is rain in the forecast this afternoon through much of the weekend, which should help to lower the fire risk. A fire earlier this week will close down the Gogebic Range Solid Waste Transfer Station at Ironwood for a time. The Gogebic Range Solid Waste Management Authority says the building sustained significant damage in the Tuesday morning fire, but the compactor had only minor damage. That's the key piece of equipment, but they did need to order some replacement parts. An electrician has already been on site to begin the repair process. They will reopen the transfer station to the public as soon as it's safe. Residential garbage collection and dumpster pickup will continue as scheduled. As artificial intelligence continues to transform industries around the world, business and education leaders in central Wisconsin gathered Wednesday to discuss how the technology is shaping the future of local organizations and the workforce. The Central Wisconsin AI Center hosted an AI roundtable at Wausau Supply Company, bringing together leaders from a variety of industries to explore artificial intelligence adoption, workforce readiness, and practical business applications. Participants discussed how organizations are using AI to improve operations, increase efficiency, and support employees in their day-to-day work. Representatives from North Central Technical College said conversations with industry leaders help ensure classroom instruction reflects the skills employers are seeking. Reggie Smith, NTC AI project manager, said AI is going to have a huge impact on the workforce, and they want to make sure students are prepared. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A federal judge is considering whether to throw out a jury's guilty verdict against a former Wisconsin judge, Hannah Dugan, who was convicted of felony obstruction for helping an immigrant evade federal officers. The case was an early test of how the courts would respond to President Donald Trump's sweeping immigration crackdown. Dugan had been scheduled to be sentenced on Wednesday, but U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman postponed the proceedings indefinitely to instead hear arguments about whether to overturn her conviction. Prosecutors argue her conviction should stand. Immigration advocates are pushing to prevent separations like the one that uprooted a Wisconsin family. Leading voices want to transform citizenship violations following backlash to the Trump administration's immigration policies that have swept up Wisconsinites actively pursuing lawful status. Judith Ruiz Branch has more.
Alex Fuentes lived in the U.S. for 20 years and was trying to obtain legal status for a decade. He was recently denied a green card and cannot re-enter the country. To be together, his wife and kids are having to suddenly leave Kenosha and move to Mexico. The American Immigration Council's Nanya Gupta says current policies have eroded trust, and her team's proposal would restore credibility and humanity to ICE enforcement.
We urge leaders to act on these reforms because it is this part of the immigration system that has been weaponized against immigrants, American communities, and core tenets of our democracy.
The council wants immigration judges to be able to impose alternative penalties to deportation, like fines, community service, or probation for minor violations. While the Trump administration has recently appeared to adjust its promotion of deportations, a recent Fox News public poll shows 54% of people disapprove of its handling of immigration. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.